a 2,000-year-old squash has reemerged. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's a variety of squash that belongs to tribes in the Great Lakes region, one that was largely forgotten about, but it's been rediscovered, and tribes are sharing the seeds of this squash with each other and with small farmers. Sarah Hoffman Graham is hosting a dinner party. The main course is a soup made from an ancient squash. She works at Eighth Day Farm in Holland, Michigan. Last year, the farm was given seeds of a mystery squash. They didn't know what to expect when they planted it.
I definitely didn't have a firm idea of what kind of squash it was going to grow, even what the plant was going to look like necessarily. It was just a fantastic surprise, I guess.
The seeds grew into a massive, bright orange squash. It was more than 2 feet long. The seeds of that squash passed through a couple of pairs of hands before they got to the farm. I made some calls and traced them back to Paul DeMaine.
I'm a member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin and of Ojibwe descent, and I'm the editor of News from Indian Country.
DeMaine says his seeds originally came from the Miami tribe in Indiana. They're thought to be from a line that's up to 2,000 years old. And he says another line of seeds was discovered.
A finding during a construction project somewhere in Wisconsin in which a clay vessel was unearthed and there were seeds in it that were regrown, and allegedly these seeds were dated about 850 to 900 years ago.
DeMaine says people have been sharing the seeds with each other over the past couple of years.
I mean, it really is, as communities begin healing after 100 years of decline, of displacement, comes along with the revival of the language, the revival of songs and ceremonies.
One tribe in Michigan wants to make sure these seeds stay around a lot longer.
This is our Minominkanen Seed Library.
Kevin Finney is the executive director of the GJOC Foundation. It's a nonprofit group that's part of the Gun Lake Band of Potawatomi in West Michigan. The seed library is in a small basement room. There are dozens of glass jars on wooden shelves with native varieties of corn, beans, tobacco, watermelon, and ancient squash.
So these are our Gete Kosman seeds. And just to give you an idea, they're big, just like the squash. And they're big, and they're really fat, and that's a good thing for a seed.
Finney says native farmers around the region can borrow seeds.
In like a library, they check out seeds, and they will grow a certain variety of corn or beans or tobacco or squash, and at the end of the year, they send us back a return on those seeds as well as keeping some.
The tribe is also reviving traditional farming methods. They grow plants out here in the greenhouse. One of the tribal members introduces herself.
Anungukwe Indijnakas, Maringan Ndodam, Mechibineshwish, Potawatomi, Anishinaabe Kwe Ndal, Potawatomi Akin, Njindaba. My name is Yabashan Oldshield. Work here at GJOC Foundation and for Gun Lake Tribe.
Oldshield says she thinks a lot about how long the ancient squash seeds have lasted.
You know, there is spirit within those seeds, and so that's why we want to keep revitalizing and keep building things like this, because to provide for those next 7 generations, and also thinking about those ones that were in the past 7 generations, that because of them, we're here. Because of them, those seeds are still here as well.
She says the work they're doing here is building what they call food sovereignty, growing their own food in traditional ways on tribal land. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.